real ID from a state perspective was unreal. It would have imposed some standards and a rigidity that simply didn't meet how states actually deal with driver's licenses. Now, let me address the key comparisons between real ID and pass ID. From a security standpoint, pass ID is a fix for real ID. What it means is that real ID, which was not being implemented, which was being resisted, can actually now be implemented in a form that allows us to have confidence that driver's licenses will go to the people to whom they're supposed to go, and that a lot of the identification requirements embodied in driver's license will be met. This is a national security bill. This is a bill designed to fix a bill which was well-intentioned, but was enacted without adequate consultation, really working with states who, after all, have the responsibility for issuing driver's licenses. There are some pilot projects embodied in the new bill to take us even further into verification of the documents used for a driver's license. In fact, the key pilot project is focused right here in Mississippi. So congratulations, Governor Barbour, for how that pilot is proceeding and will proceed under the Pass ID Act. But the plain fact of the matter is that from a national security standpoint, we need national standards for driver's licenses. So law enforcement and other security personnel have greater confidence in the driver's license and its holder. When I say driver's license, I mean not only a driver's license, but any form of identification issued through a motor vehicle department, even to non-drivers. This bill is a fix. It's practical, it's pragmatic, it's bipartisan, and it will assist this country in getting to and meeting the requirements of the 9/11 Commission. And my goal as the Secretary of Homeland Security is to take those commission report requirements, match them up against where we are, and move us even forward. And this bill will do just that.